The official start of the Northeast Louisiana Career Fair is still 5 minutes away. Yet nearly 100 job seekers are already lining the lobby of the Monroe Civic Center Convention Center, filling out registration forms. A checklist of employers and agencies at the fair is handed off to attendees, marking off each booth they will visit. Many booths are seeking additional information from potential employees, wanting to see what experience and skills might agree with available jobs.
So that we can set you up an interview to come in and talk to us and everything. That way we can help you find a job.
Among those arriving early is Glenn Gudo. He glances around the conference room, which is beginning to resemble an assembly line of job hunters. He reflects on the economic conditions that have likely brought several here.
You know, it's been a tough economy here in Monroe, West Monroe, for a few years, certainly. You know, the housing market affected us immensely, and just the downturn in the economy.
Gudo worked in a local family business for many years.
And now I'm a licensed insurance agent, but I've also been in management for many years, and I've actually run a company before. So it's just a good opportunity to check and see what's out there.
What is out there, according to Monroe Chamber of Commerce President Sue Nicholson, is a slightly growing number of jobs with larger companies in the area. She says the latest surveys of employment data have been positive.
What we're hearing is that they're all beginning to hire again. And, you know, right now it's not huge numbers, but each one of them are indicating that they're ramping up and they're hiring again.
While those positions slowly become available, the parish is still contending with unemployment near 8.5%. As attendance reaches close to 600 for the 30 companies and organizations participating in the fair, the task of finding the ideal candidate is magnified.
I think the biggest challenge is our employers, many of them are looking for a certain type of employee. And when I say that, they're looking for people with particular skills and training.
Some larger businesses have a broader scope of skills and positions for job seekers to consider.
We've got management and non-management positions. Most of those positions are at the property level. You know, properties here locally, Monroe, West Monroe, Ruston.
James Moore is the Regional Director of Operations with Intermountain Management. The company operates several hotels in North Louisiana. He says while there are employment options given one's experience and skill, the ability to relocate is valuable in his particular industry.
That's one of the big pluses is that, you know, we've had internally a lot of people move from one location to the next, state to state, city to city. So that's a big plus, and we like that about, you know, a potential candidate if they have that ability.
Even as larger companies here and across the nation start showing signs of ramping up employment, positions with many smaller local businesses remains rather idle. Freddie Castleman operates a payroll company in Monroe.
Right now, there are possibly maybe one job.
A tough assessment, especially for someone like Gudo, who has lived here all his life and is now raising a family of his own.
I want to be in something that I'll retire from, if possible. Of course, I've got two children to take care of, so that's vital. You know, my goal is just to provide stability for my family, obviously.
The process of connecting potential candidates to jobs will be in the hands of the employers after the fair. For the majority of those who attended, connecting career success and stability will be on their minds well after today's event is over. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.